before the game you wanted your players to be bold and take their opportunities. How pleased were you in them doing that, and how do you assess the performance overall?
Oh, it was a tough game because the breakdown was very contestable. The light rain made it difficult to handle the ball. They had a big athletic team, you know, much bigger athletic team than us, and we had to play smart to win it, and I thought we did that. You know, we had to turn them around, play a little bit more of a structured game, and I thought our players adapted really well. I'm really pleased with the way the young guys applied themselves. You know, some of those guys haven't played a lot of premiership rugby, and, you know, they had the young hooker from Worcester, play 60 minutes singleton, which was an incredible effort from him. So really pleased by the young guys. They've been great in the preparation. You know, they gave it everything today, and you know, they were very proud to wear the English shirt.
A couple of knocks, Alex Lilosky and Sam Underhill. Any updates on
that? Yeah, not too serious. We're hopeful they'll be right to tour. You know, fingers crossed, they should be okay.
And a man of match outing for Tom Curry.
He's a good young player. But I don't think we should get too carried away with him. He's got a lot of areas of his game he needs to work on, but certainly shows the potential to be a good player. And, you know, having Underhill again play today showed that we're getting stronger in that area. So, you know, it's enormously positive for us.
What are those areas that you're going to focus on now building into Argentina?
Well, obviously, you know, we had some problems with the line-out. We turned over maybe, I don't know, four or five line-outs, so we need to fix that. We didn't have any fluidity in attack because it was hard because the ball was so slow. But again, that'll come from combination. So we've got a nice 2 week prep now leading up to the first test. Defensively, just a little bit more line speed and just staying alive a bit more. So they would be the main things I'd say at the moment.
Any particular individuals particularly
please
you, their performance?
Well, I thought, you know, Curry was good. I don't know whether he's man of the match, but, you know, that's a different story, isn't it? I thought the young lock, Nick, really applied himself well. I thought Nathan Earls, you know, showed he could potentially be a test wicket winger. He's got some work to do. Singleton, you know, for a guy that's barely played for Worcester, I thought his performance is outstanding.
From a leadership point of view, obviously had Chris and George there, co-captaining. Relationship-wise, were you pleased with how they've taken the role over the course of the week and during the match?
Well, the great thing for us was that they did that before they were announced as co-captains, so they were doing that just naturally, and that's the sort of leadership we're starting to develop in the team, so it's a really positive sign. I thought it was good for Robbo, you know, maybe a bit of a cleansing act. And he's such a great player, you know, he just gives a 100% all the time. And I thought George, you know, has come off some indifferent club form, you know, and showed some nice touches today.